Hello again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. It's good to be here again today. Speak with you and encourage you a little bit. And yes, the word of God is always an encouragement. So I would like to share a few verses here in the short time that we have. In the last while, we have been reading about Christ, and I just wanted to read a little bit again in a couple of verses there in Luke 1, verse 68, where Zacharias was prophesying about the Lord Jesus. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he had visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began." So I thought it was interesting that he mentioned that this was prophesied by the apostles, by the prophets, by the holy prophets, who say since the world began. And it was spoken about these things, and about this particular thing, I should say, about Jesus and being a horn of salvation. Anyway, that was interested me, and I looked up to see where the horn of salvation is used again, if it's used in the Bible again, and it was used three times where it speaks about horn of salvation, which is interesting, I guess, to me, because he was speaking about Jesus coming, going to come to the earth and be that salvation of God that God the Father had put in motion from the beginning to save mankind. And so when it mentions the horn of salvation, we could think it maybe in a couple of different ways. A horn could be, like a horn on an animal. It's its protection. It's how it protects itself. And cows that have horns, we're more careful with them and we're afraid of them because they can hurt you. And so that's one way that horn, and also I think in Revelation, it's mentioned about the beasts, that several of them had horns or multiple horns. Then the other use of horn, in the old time, they used that for to alert the people or to for warning. So when they blew the horn, it's to let people know something. So a horn is also can be used in that way. So when it says that he had raised up a horn of salvation, of course, with Christ, I think it's a horn of salvation. It's the salvation from sin and from the fallen sins in the nature. And so in 2 Samuel, verse 22, or 2 Samuel chapter 22, I'm sorry, verse 1 to 4, it says that David spake these unto the Lord, these words of this song, in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. So this was a time when David was being pursued, and Saul was looking to kill him, and so he was very pressed, and from what the way he says it here, he was very distressed. So it says, and he said in verse 2, and he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior, thou savest me from violence." So at that during that time when he was very much sorely pressed by his enemies, including Saul, that man couldn't save him anymore. So he called on to the Lord. He said that the Lord is his rock. So we know a rock is something very hard. We can protect yourself behind it, or it's not very, in the big rocks you can't move very easily. And my fortress, that's another very strong protection. My deliverer. And then verse 3, it says, the God of my rock. So that rock, which in the New Testament, the rock is Christ, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield. So there again, the shield of protection, the horn of my salvation. So there again, that's the use of the horn of salvation, something very powerful, very strong. My high tower, my refuge. So the refuge is where you go when you are distressed, or when you're in trouble, or when you're in danger, when you can't handle it, you go to your refuge. And refuge, in this case, it says the God of my rock, or the Lord. And then it says, my Savior, thou savest me from violence. In verse 4, it says, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. So that was David speaking. And interesting enough, the other place that is used is in Psalms 18, where the wording almost seems like it's said in 2 Samuel that it was the song. It says he said these words of this song. So it almost seems to me that the song is repeated again in Psalms 18. It's slightly different, but a lot of it is the same. I'm going to read some of it here. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. That's the first verse. I will call upon the Lord. No, I'm sorry. Verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. So it's slightly different, but a lot of the different strong or mighty, our mighty protections are all mentioned here again. The rock, the fortress, deliverer. It says, my God is my strength, in whom I will trust. And then the buckler, the horn of my salvation, and the high tower. Verse 3, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And that's always very encouraging, even today, when we feel pressed, or we feel like we're overwhelmed, we should turn to the Lord. It says, I call upon the Lord. So pray to the Lord, because he's worthy to be praised. And I shall be saved from mine enemies if I do that. And so that is a very strong encouragement there for us. Verse 4, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. And so back then with David, that's, he was describing a situation that he was in. It could very well be in the same instance there where he was with Saul pursuing him. But even today, there's the world and its evil and everything that's around us. We can start to fear. But as we see here with David, we should look to the Lord for our protection, for salvation. In verse 5, it says, "The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me." And then verse 6, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even into his ears." And this portion here of in the next, these three verses, I believe, it almost seems to me that it's also not only speaking about himself, David, speaking of himself, but it's almost like this was also a prophecy of Christ, because of what it says then next. It says, so I'll read that verse 6 again. It says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wrought. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet." So if we remember that when Christ was on the cross, just before he died, he called with a loud voice unto the Lord, my God, why have thou forsaken me?" And then he died, and then the temple was rent in twain, it says, was torn in two pieces. It broke, the walls, it was a big, how do we say, it broke right down the wall, so in two. Split in two, I should say. Couldn't think of the word there, but, and also that there was earthquake. Remember that says there was earthquake and the hills would have moved, the foundation of the earth moved, and even the dead rose. And in here in Psalms it says, because he was wroth, meaning the Lord God. And then how smoke went out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth, coals were kindled by it. If I remember right, those are all kind of described at the time also of Christ. And then talking about how he bowed the heavens also and it came down. And during when Christ died, it got dark. Not only was there an earthquake, but the sun became dark. So it seems to me that this could very well be a prophecy of the Lord Jesus also, how he died. So we'll continue here in Psalms 18, verse 10. It says, "And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind." So wouldn't that be a description of how he arose again in the spirit? That death could not keep him. "He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. And at the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of water were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the clearness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. So I will stop there. I'll stop there, and the time is up here. It's very encouraging to me when I read this, how we are encouraged. The scriptures encourage us. The scriptures are teaching us that, and pointing to us that the way to find salvation is through the Lord. And the Lord should be our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, strength, salvation, our horn of salvation. Because he is worthy to be praised, we should call upon his name. So we'll leave it at that. And I also wanted to mention that this ministry has a Bible study Saturday mornings at 7:30. I can find the information here by calling. If you want to participate live, you can participate by calling area code 857-216-6700, and the pass code is 525-819, and we would love to have you join us on Saturdays. It's always a very encouraging time, so I encourage you to join us. God bless your day. Bye.